Yes, a very good evening to you. Good afternoon, or good morning, wherever you're finding yourself in this beautiful, beautiful dark and green continent. Welcome to the business and economic segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. My name is Kanjengongina Menela Manguluka, and as I say, it's always a privilege to be accorded this opportunity to be here. It's always a privilege to be afforded an opportunity to put the theories and to package my observation on the Namibian economy and to bring them here. So, welcome to Lecture Hall 1. Welcome to the business and economic segment. We do this Monday to Friday, 1800 every day. And it's not only what we do, we also contribute to the overall conversation on the Namibian economy in terms of policy, in terms of everything. And Eagle FM, as a media, we have a newspaper, an e-paper, for which you just get for free to update yourself, to know what is going on in terms of policies, in terms of the business environment, and in terms of others, and also highlighting certain opportunities. Apart from the radio, we also use our social media to keep you posted on what is happening in the country in terms of economy, in terms of business, and also other social issues. Our aim is to enable a knowledgeable economy, to ensure that the people are rational, to ensure that people make or take decisions that are beneficial not only to themselves, but also for their society, for their home, and for their family. So, welcome to our platform, man. And for today, we are looking at something very, very critical, something that we barely talk about, something that we barely pay attention to. And it's a self-reflection, as I keep saying, that is us looking in the mirror and understanding ourselves that why am I at this stage? Why is my family at this stage? Why is my community at this stage? And the key question today, very, very something critical I've been observing, and it's something that actually make me sad, is are the blacks or the indigenous people selling themselves short in economy? Is the key question today. Are the blacks or the indigenous people selling themselves short in economy? We need to ask that question, and we need to understand the context. Why am I saying that? And I'm going to provide that today, because this is the most difficult and sensitive question to many. But all I ask is for you to look around, look around, look at yourself, look in your family, look in your circle of friend, and aren't you all employees? I'm going to repeat this again. Are the blacks or the indigenous people selling themselves short in the economy? Are you selling yourself short as a black man, as a black woman? And I know this is a sensitive question, but in our way, in our approach, in our modeling, restructuring, and going forward, we need to understand that why are we just employees? Why can't we own asset? Why we don't own land in a country that we call ourselves? Why? Why are we not dominating the value chain? Why are we not dominating the tenders? Why are we not owning? Why are we not having all the fishing quotas? Why are we not innovating? And this is why I say, I wanted to look around you. I wanted to look in your family, in your cycle, and check, aren't you all employees? How many of them, how many of you own a company? How many of you own a product? How many of you have innovated something, a service, a product? How many of you have two or three patents? How many of us? Then now you get to answer the question, are we selling ourselves short in the economy? It's a very, very difficult question, a very sensitive question that I think it needs to be interrogated at the highest level so that we can be so honest with ourselves. And you take things forward that why are we at a certain level? Why is the majority of the people are blacks that are unemployed? In your own country, as you keep saying, in your ancestral land, why in Havana I don't see any light-skinned person? I don't see the Boers, I don't see the Germans, I don't see the British. Nobody, they don't live in Havana, they don't live in Havana. Why is that? And this is not about that, no. It's about now we reflect. We look at ourselves. We are not blaming anybody. We look at our mindset and we restructure it. Are the blacks selling themselves short in the economy? Are we restricting ourselves to just employment? That is a question I want you to ask yourself on this Friday. I know you are literally now going into your favorite bar, going to your favorite cousin, so you can serve some wine, some beer, whatever you're going to have, or have stories. And I'll make sure that I'm going to repeat this on Monday again. Are we selling short in economy? Do we understand our role? Are we perhaps in doctrine to be just employees, to be providing physical labor to the economy? Can't we be more than that? And why is that? These are very difficult questions. And I want to give you some context. When the German settlers and the Bible carriers came here, they disrupted the indigenous people economy. I'm repeating this because we had an economy before. It's just that it's not the economy just written in the British books and in American books and in the South Korean and the Chinese. No, we had our own economy, how we do things. And it's so funny, maybe people just relate economy to what has been written and the theory in the books. No, if you define economics that this is just a way of looking or managing resources, distributing and allocating them. It existed before we this new education system or whatever. So meaning we had an economy before. But when the German settlers got here, when the Bible carriers got here, they disrupted the indigenous people's economy, our ancestors' economy. And in that economy, we were self-reliant. Our ancestors were self-reliant. They owned the resources. They owned the land. And they manage them according to their economic models, which was passed on and learned from their ancestors, and they keep improving it. So we had autonomy of resources. We were in charge of resources. We were not employees. We utilized the resources of ourselves. Then boom, after they have landed here, they changed the economic system. They manipulated the kings and the chiefs wherever. Given the physicality and the creativity of the blacks and other indigenous people, they were turned into working horses. We are literally working horses in an economy. And remember, it's not the horse that gets the profit. It's not the horse that gets the dividend. It's the owner of the horse. It's the owner of the field. So why are we just limiting ourselves to become horses in an economy which is offering so many opportunities through innovation and through entrepreneurship? I wanted to ask you that question, that why is the majority of people in your family, in my family, are just employees? Why in our families there is nobody who created the business apart from selling kapana, apart from driving a cab? And even the cab that you are driving are not even yours, are not even mine. Why are we just limiting ourselves to become working horses? Why can't we create? So the system of labor in exchange for wage crippled our traditional economy, where we used to provide for ourselves through different means, where one used to hunt, raise livestock, cultivate crops, and others. We had autonomy in an economy. We owned resources. And this has vanished. We became working horses for those who are creating. And that's now I'm asking, after now that deliberate effort to destroy what the blacks or the Africans used to do, used to own, then we were turned blindly, consciously, inconsciously, to becoming workhorses, given salaries, begging for loans and others at the governmental level. And that's what I'm saying, is the economic building and the penetrating and being part of it at the highest level, it's all about the mindset. And looking at my observation that I've done, the black mindset are still stuck in the colonial era where they were just made working horses. They are physical. They can be manipulated. They can be disposed. And they can be positioned. And I say, a black man is not a man. It's not a human being. It's labor in an economy everywhere. It's like Mexican and others. They're not seen as men and equals. No. Other people create solutions and spend time in the labs creating and innovating product. Then we gather the black people to come and work, to come and produce it massively. And that is me asking the question that are we selling ourselves short by just being employees? And I'm saying this again, I'm repeating this again. This is not about pointing fingers to the white people, pointing fingers to the Boers or Netherlands and whoever, and the British and the American. No, it's a pointing finger to the black men. Are you selling yourself short in the economy? Can you participate beyond being an employee? Can you create? Can you innovate? Beautiful people. Difficult question needed to be asked so we change the narrative and the perception of how we look at the economy. And the key question is that the main reason why Kanjengo is not rich is because all I wanted was to become an economist, analyze somebody's financials, provide some insight, write proposals for other people. It was never for me to create a product or a service and patent it and sell it and let it create money for me while I'm in Okwalondo and in Ikunduyang. No, it was never about that. The knowledge which was passed on from our parents, grandparents, I'm not talking about our ancestors, is grandparents. Work hard, go to school, go work for a white man, go to Owicho, go to Windhoek, go to Oranjemund, go to Johannesburg, go to Cape Town, go work in a white man farmland, go work in his mine. That has been the model in the black community. And that's why I'm asking, are we selling ourselves short by following a model that makes us slaves to those who create? And this is why we are participating in an economy at the lowest level through employment. So colleagues, I want you to stand in the mirror. I want you to look within your cycle. I want you to look within your family. Any of us created a business in your family? In Okwalondo, most of my peers are teachers. Except for Ndafediva, they created something. But the rest of us, from Mekulunkwanyoka to Tatenjebo to Menkwalovala to Taterasi, we are all employees. We go to school, we work, or we go to Walvis Bay, we go to Windhoek, and we find work. So in my village, so far I can tell, not even in Okwalondo, because in Okwalondo, I don't know if it's a businessman or a business. Yeah, I think somebody from Tatenjebo created something, created a construction company. But the rest of us in Okwalondo, we were all trying to be employees. So what I'm talking about from my own experience and myself, or from my society and my community. And I'm talking about the whole village. And all of us are just told to go study, and become employees. So you are seeing that this is a generational thing being passed on and passed on, where the black people are selling themselves short. And Maokwalondo people can relate. If they don't, it's okay. We were all the young people there, all of us there, who say we went to school or educated. We are teachers and nurses and accountants. The young folks from my village, we are all employees. Nobody's creating something, a business. You know, I'm included. I'm not just pointing fingers to my peers in Okwalondo. No, all of us. And that's what I'm saying. As I keep learning and observing, is that we are selling ourselves short. But I met some of the most educated people from my village. One of my peer, we call him Doctor. He's one of the smartest dude. I think he got even 15 grade 12 or 14 grade 12 from Onga there. Smart dude. But guess what? We are all employees. But when we are saying smart, and we are always measuring it, that you perform well in school, go to university, and go work for somebody. We are saying he's smart and we now want him to go get a better job. Instead of saying, doctor, we want you to create because you are so smart. Be creative. Create something for our village. Create a company. Create a product. It's not always about creating a company to hire people, colleagues. It's innovating a product or service that you can patent so it can be used by society and it make money for you. But our understanding is not there. It's go to school, doctor. Doctor, you are very smart. Doctor, where are you working now? That's why when we meet, when you go to Okwalondo, when they see me, they ask me, oh, how long can you pay? Where do you work now? Nobody asked me that. What company did you create at Kanjeng? What product did you innovate at Kanjeng? What service are you now rendering to the economy, Kanjeng? No, nobody asked me that. They are all want to know, where do I work? Kanjeng, why are you not working? Kanjeng, why are you not driving a car? No longer pen. Nobody's asking me, what have I innovated, the product I've created? Because we are selling short, we are selling ourselves short to the economy. We don't want to participate in the economy at the highest level. In my village, no, but everybody wants you to get a job. And when you say you work at Namteb, when you say you work in some fishing company, they are now all proud. Oh my goodness, Kanjengo, oh bro. That's why if you go to my village and you ask them, where Kanjengo work, nobody knows. Because I don't work. I tell people I don't work. And I don't work. I provide the services. I never been an employee. I provide the services. I accumulated knowledge. I have upskilled my services to enable me to provide service. I'm not an employee of Eagle FM. No, I provide the services. Eagle FM have my services. And whoever they hire my services, I don't work. I'm not an employee. I never been an employee. That's why I keep fighting wherever I go. Because people want to put me in an office. People want me to be a desk. People want me to answer to certain people. No, I create the solutions. I provide inside. That is my services. So the way we look at the things, the way we are telling the kid, that's why I'm using my village as an example, that all the young ones that came after us, my generation of the Mwashekeles and the doctors from my village, they are all teachers and nurses now. Because they were all told, go to school, go to Onga, go where, and go to university and find a better job. So that is how shallow we are, what we have created. And it's not only at my village, it's everywhere. We are selling ourselves short in an economy. And my brother is in the pharmaceutical industry, he's a pharmacist. But one thing that I've learned from him is that I wanted him actually to be an entrepreneur because he was so smart and he understands the pharmaceutical industry. And I used to be so angry, like, why can't you create your own thing? Why can't you create your own pharmacy, you know? I've been so angry at him. Until as I grow now, I get to understand that this is what has been passed on. My mom was one of the hustlers. She worked hard. And it's so weird that this woman was selling at Omatala. She was an entrepreneur in my terms. But again, she couldn't tell us to be entrepreneurs because she thought what she was doing, it was hard work. So she said, Kanjengo, go to school. Ushkongo, go to school. Joanna, go to school. So you can get better jobs. But this woman was an entrepreneur. My mom was an entrepreneur. But guess what? She never said until today, Kanjengo, be a businessman. She never said that. No, she said, go pass. You know, when I'm sending you to school, don't disappoint me. That is what she used to say. But I watched this woman my whole life going to Omatala, selling Ompike all over the country. One of the most successful person I've seen in my life. But she just couldn't tell me to do what she does so I can upgrade it or do better. No, she sent me to Ipumbu, pass, or you know, don't come to my house. So you are seeing that what we are telling our kids, what we are telling the next generation, what we have been told, is us selling ourselves short, being working horses, being labor in an economy where people are innovating. The richest people in Namibia, they own land, they own fishing quarters, they own companies, they own product, they are rendering services, while the black man is the employee. The black man is the employee. Beautiful people. Beautiful people. And this is why I come here every day. It's not hatred for any of your political guys. No. I come here for me. I come here for me. It's to change the mindset of you, my friends, my cousin, everybody. I'm targeting you. That's why I tell people, even now, you guys are focusing so much on what is happening in Europe and America. And I find that to be weird. Focus on yourself. Focus on yourself, you black man. Focus on yourself, you African man. Change your perception. Change your perspective about the economy. It's all about you. But when we look at our analysts and the policymakers, it's all about the European, it's all about the Chinese. That's why many of you guys will think that the Kanjango is repeating things every day. My focus on is on me and you. Because if you change, we will go far. If you change your perspective, if you change how you look at the economy, we will go far. That's why you guys are taking your kids to the best kindergarten. You are taking your kid to the best private school. But I want you to ask yourself, why? So they can learn and they go become the best employee. Not so they can learn to create a product or a service or be an entrepreneur and innovator. No, so they go become a best employee to go work at Namdeb, to go work at FNB, to go work at Bengwindu. And that is how the black man is selling himself short. Because you only have one thing, go become the best employee. Nobody's looking at the go create a product, go innovate, go solve medical problems. So you patent them and you become the guy. Because once you patent something, it's yours. Whoever is going to use it is going to pay you. Nobody's telling their kids that. They are taking their kids to the best kindergarten so they can speak English well. Oh my goodness, my kid only speaks English. Daddy, mommy. That is the nonsense we are feeding our kids. Nobody's training their kid to survive and to be able to go create and innovate and participate in an economy beyond employment. Go in the mirror, reflect, look in your family, look in your friend of cycle, in your cycle of friends. In my circle of friends, both from Mashakati and Windhoek, only one guy who has now a business, and we are many. Most of us, we are, yeah, excluding me, I don't know what I am yet. I'm not an employee. I refuse to call myself an employee. But the rest, they're all employees in government and in other companies. And we are all upgrading ourselves so we can get better jobs. The cycle continues. The vicious cycle continues. We are getting certificates. We are getting diplomas, master degrees, and PhDs so we can get better jobs, so we can get paid. Nobody is getting a PhD or a master degree so they learn more about a certain sector and they create a product. Nobody. We all want the biggest office. And so that's why now one of my friends look at me like, why do you sell yourself short that you are not capable and things like that? Because I say, I don't ever want to be a CEO. I never want to be a CEO. I never wanted any management position. Because I just wanted to create something that I'm in Okwa London is making money for me. Yes, I was never so open up and learned enough to know how things are created. But I never been wanted to be an employee. I wanted to create something that can make me money while I'm at Okwa London. That is it. Even though I never learned the formula, I'm now opening up to understand how things get to be created. But I never been, no, 8 to 5, no, no, no. I'm not a working horse. I'm an innovator. I'm a creator. But we were told, be a good boy, go to school, learn, and go become an employee. And get paid, and retire, and die. Is that all the God who created Africa wants us to do? The Creator created the beautiful man, a black man, physicality, mind. He gave us everything, and he gave us the most beautiful continent with many resources. And he said, Gad, now we are running away from the resources and we are calling other people to come and transform them so we work for them. And we are selling short that everywhere, from our house to government. Go to school, study well, and go get employed, be an employee. Nobody's saying learn and go create a product or create a service and innovate something and go solve problem. Start a company. Start a company. Beautiful people. Welcome to the business and economic segment. Welcome to unconventional thoughts. Welcome to lecture hall one. We are doing a presentation about ourselves. We reflect on who we are. And at what stage we are, and we are being honest who we are. We are not lying to ourselves that we are educated. You are not educated until you know who you are and what you need. And in business and economic segment, that is the culture we want, because we are being honest to ourselves.
And once we are honest to ourselves, we are able to advise ourselves at what stage we should go. So welcome. Please grab your seat. Take your beer, take your skundu, take your maere, and let us do this thing. Let us reflect. On this Friday, as we spend conversation with our friends and our family, whatever we are indulging on, whatever we are enjoying, I want us to reflect that, are we selling ourselves short in an economy? Beautiful people. We have to interrogate that, and you have to understand that you're selling yourself short. You're one of the most smartest person. But what are you doing now? Are you creating something for your society, or you're just an employee to whatever company you are? And yes, not all of us are going to be entrepreneurs, but many of us can be innovators and creators of things. You know, when you create a product, you don't have to be, your company doesn't have to produce it. No, you just patent it and anybody can produce it. So we can be entrepreneurs, we can be innovators, we can be creators, we can be researchers. Beautiful people. We gotta understand, man. We gotta understand, we gotta change the narrative. Beautiful people. Beautiful people. It's amazing of how far we are in terms of how we look at the economy, in terms of at what level are we participating and what are we adding. Look in your village, how many of them created the companies? Look in your family, how many of you created companies or created a product? And are you happy at the level where we are participating in an economy? Let us ask ourselves such a type of questions as we drink today, because I'm very honest, many of you are going to drink, many of us are going to drink, are going to spend time with our friends, shouting to each other and singing and enjoying house music and quieter music. It's okay. But I want us to reflect that as we jump, as we scream, as we enjoy, we in our cycle created the company, and what are we doing to appreciate them? We in our group created the product or innovated the solution which is being used in Namibia or SADC. And what can we do about it? And what are we telling our kids to go do? It's very important. What conversation do you talk to your kid about the economy? What do you want them to go do? What do you want them to become? That's why in lower primary or in lower standard, the most important question, what do you want to go do when you grow up? Some very stupid question. I want to be a teacher. I want to be a doctor. Very, very stupid question. Because we are structuring the mind of the kid to go become somebody, an employee, a particular employee. We are not widening the scope of the kid's mindset. We are not. We are structuring them that go become a teacher, go become a doctor. And none of these kids are saying that I want to be nobody. I want to be the guy creating solution. I want to be the guy innovating. I want to be the guy providing some unique services in an economy. I want to be an entrepreneur. No, there is no such a conversation going on. We are providing career guidance that are narrow-minded, that are so shallow, because we don't believe in creating things. We are training people to go work for Namdeb. We are not creating people to go find diamonds. We are training people to go work in a mine. We are not training people to go create mines. And it's not only the university which are doing it wrong. It starts with the family conversation. It starts with the father. It starts with the mother. It starts with the society. It starts with high school. It starts with kindergarten. We have career days where kids are molded to dress like teachers and doctors. Look at the mind. Look at what we are doing to the mindset of the kids. We are not opening them up. Let them be wild. Don't be anybody. Don't dress up like anybody. Because we are just giving you the basic knowledge of how the economy works. And we want you to get out there, go hunt an elephant, go hunt an antelope, go hunt a rhino, or go hunt a bird. Whatever you bring home, use your skill, use your mind, think. But we are saying now, yeah, just go and hunt the rabbit as long as we ate. And tomorrow we go back again and we get another. That is what we are telling the kids. Are we selling ourselves short to the economy? Beautiful people. Are we selling ourselves short to the economy? Is the key question that we should ask at home in our gathering today in this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. We should ask ourselves as we gather today, as we meet today, as we go home today. Never, never tell your kid that I want you to go be a lawyer. No. Just teach them that this is the economy. I want you to go play a part. I want you to go in. I want you to go find ways. And my schooling and my guiding is just preparing you to go participate in an economy. And at the highest level, I want you to be a millionaire without stealing, without fraud. Be creative, be innovative. And yes, you can also be an employee. Don't sell yourself short, black man. Africa is yours, as you keep saying. Then why don't you own? Why are you not the one utilizing? Why are you not having the deed to the farm? Why not you? Why do you have to be opened when you are going to the farm? Why not you? Why are you not cultivating the land? Why are you not owning the lab? Beautiful people. Welcome to the Business and Economic segment. It's a platform created by Eagle FM. And we look at the theories, we look at suggestions, we look at hypotheses, and we present and we use our observation. And we, as we reflect on who we are, then we combine such observation to make this presentation. So thank you for choosing us via the website, via the app, or via the radio. For the few of you who choose to be awakened, to be enlightened, to be pissed off, because many of you can be pissed off. Many of you are there saying, Kanjago doesn't know, and it's okay. But I'm glad you are listening. I'm glad you are here to improve what I say. So welcome to our lecture hall one. Welcome to our lecture hall one, colleagues. We gotta do this, man. It's needed and it needs to be done. It needs to be done. In our pursuit to participate in an economy, people are talking about economic participation, but guess what? They are saying you should be an employee. That is how you should participate in an economy. And as I keep waking up and waking up, as I keep planning and sitting in certain tables and looking at the innovation being done by people from Germany, by people from Canada, people from Australia and China, and I get to realize, like, why can't we do the same? Why can't we participate in an economy at such a level where the Chinese are building the roads, building our water infrastructure? Seems like Nam Water love them so much. Why can't I participate at such a high level? Why can't I own such big equipment and big tractors providing services? Why can't I be that Walenga owning a media company? The only few, the only dude. Why can't I be like him and create something so unique? Participate in an economy at such a high level. Why should I just limit myself to becoming an employee? Colleagues, are we selling ourselves short? Let us participate in all employee entrepreneurs and innovators. So in our pursuit of economic building, in our pursuit where we implementing policies, where we are coming up with different means to channel and to enable our people to participate in the economy, I want us to be cognizant of the fact that Namibians and the blacks and the indigenous African, they can participate in an economy beyond employment. And I'm repeating this again to say to our policymakers and to all those are advocating that the economy should be inclusive, that the blacks can participate in an economy beyond being just employees. We need to stop selling ourselves short. We need to stop selling ourselves short. That is by positioning only the young blacks, indigenous people, to be employees. That is selling yourself short. Those are creative individuals. Those are thinkers. Those are innovators. Those are future entrepreneurs and researchers. How about we awaken them and allow them to choose where they can participate? Because now we are putting them in a narrow pathway, which only lead to them being employees. Why don't we widen the space, open their mind, change their perspective, create the awareness on economic building so that they can broaden their thinking and their perspective so that they can participate in an economy beyond being labor? apart from exchanging their labor for wages, what else can they do to build this economy? Can they be architects designing roads, having their own companies? Can be product innovators? Can they be service innovators in the fintech? There is one guy I know, man. This other dude in the fintech industry doing beautiful things. Innovating the fintech, innovating fintech solution, financial technologies. They can participate beyond employment. I want us to awaken and widen that awareness among ourselves from a home, from your village, that yes, your daughter does not have to be a doctor or a teacher. He can be a clinical researcher. He can own a lab that analyzes plenty tissues and come up with cultivars. He can be a researcher providing solution for us. He can be pathologist, clinical pathologists and whatever, who can be starting disease for us. We don't want everybody just to be working in the hospital as a nurse and as a doctor. We don't want you just to be a cashier as an accountant. We can participate in an economy beyond that. But given what has been done in the 18th and the 17th centuries by the German settlers, the Portuguese settlers, and the Bible carriers, who came here, change our model of economics, where we were self-sufficient and independent, where we used to do our own things, and the structure, our mind is said that we can only be employees. We needed to get rid of that. Because our ancestor used to pass on beautiful knowledge about economic building and surviving. But guess what? We now, the grandparent and us, we are passing on how you can go study and become a best employee and retire and die. That is the type of knowledge we are passing on. And that's what I'm saying. Are we perhaps selling, not perhaps, we are selling ourselves short as a black man, as a black community. We are giving awards to those who perform well at the university and the high school, and we recommended them to go work for the big companies. Nobody tell them that go create a product, go create a service, go innovate, go solve a solution. Go create a Namibian YouTube so that we can upload our local music without waiting for YouTube from America to pay us. We need the solution that are African orientated. We need solutions that are Namibian orientated. And they can only be created by Namibians, by Africans, by you black kid. The black kid that you are selling short. The black kid that you are telling that he can be a doctor. No, he can be anything. The economies are for grab. We are rebuilding, we are reconstructing, and that offers an opportunity to innovate, create a solution for ourselves, invent a new product, and drive industry by ourselves. We don't have always to have a white person at the in forefront from somewhere. We can also lead in our own. Walenga showed us that it is possible, even though very difficult. But he said it's possible and he managed. And many Namibian managed, Desmond Anyela managed. Whatever he did, he created something. I love creators. I love entrepreneurs who created jobs. Well, you can see that he built that and he employed 5 or 7 people. There is a number of Namibians who are showing us that. And as I said, not all of us are going to be entrepreneurs, but there are more opportunities. Being a researcher, being an innovator, just there, owning a lab, creating a new service, creating a new fintech solution, building a spaceship, something like that, bro. The Tatenamandis have shown us that it's possible to be leading and creating something. Not all of us need to be employees or join political parties for favor. No. There are other ways to participate in an economy, and we need to explore them. Otherwise, we'll keep selling ourselves short. Just like what we did during the colonial time of the German, where we go to Ocho. Now, when you find a Vampoman, when they talk about Ocho, you just laugh. Oh, kucho kongao kune mbrudi kejok. You know, the way they pride themselves of surviving such hostile environment of those settlers at Ucho is so pathetic. They walked to Johannesburg, they walked to Orangemondo, they walked to Luther, they walked to Cape Town to work just to provide the physicality. Are we going to continue with that? Because we are doing the same. I left Okwalondo to come to Windhoek because that is the model. Go to Windhoek and provide employment to those who have created. But I couldn't stay in Okwalondo and create something there because that is not the model. The model is go to urban area where our colleagues from Europe have created companies and go work for them. That is the model. But that is us selling ourselves short because we can, we are capable, we can create beyond that. And this is a fact. And I'm not saying this to attack my European descendant colleagues. No, this is a reflection for a black man who is growing to understand himself or herself, that he is selling himself short. And it's a generational thing. It's a generational thing. It's not an ancestral thing. No, ancestors were doing better. It's a generational thing passed on from family to family. Go to school and go work, where, and go become a doctor. Nobody's saying go to school and go create a product. Go to school and go be an entrepreneur. Beautiful people. Are you willing though? Are you willing to change, to restructure your mindset and your thinking, to think differently about economic participation, to stop selling yourself short as a black man? You can do better, you can do different things. You are capable, my G. You are capable. You have the same brain as the European, as the Chinese, as the American. You are capable. Beautiful people. Welcome to the business and economic segment. Welcome to lecture hall one. It's unconventional thoughts. It's unconventional thought. It's different. It's wild. It's raw. And it's honest. It's a reflection of a black man. Participating in an economy which is dominated by thinking that he can only be an employee. And after this observation, you have decided to come and say, no, you can perform beyond being an employee. You know, yesterday was such an eyes-opener, enlightening and awakening. Because I sat in at a certain conference and all the presentation were done by people from Europe. They are the only one who did the presentations. The rest of us were like asking questions. and I was like, yeah, ne? I can also be there to be the one presenting. I can also be that researcher who can present it to the rest of the world and have the rest of the world ask Africa questions. So I was there like, yeah, I'm selling myself short. My brother is selling himself short. My sister, my cousin, they are selling themselves short. Why should we be the one in the audience asking questions? Why not be the innovators? Why not be the entrepreneur? Beautiful people. The conversation has to change. The mindset has to change about economic participation. You don't have to walk from Okwalondo to Ocho anymore to go work in a farm of a European descendant man. No, you can create your own farm. You do not have to go to Europe anymore to buy the cultivars. You can create your own. It's all about the thinking. It's all about how what you were told and what has been found as the working formula. This is bad formula, taking African, the black man, backward. That he can just be an employee and provide labor and get paid and retire. No, it's the worst formula we ever received. We had a very good working system of economy, hunting and gathering and having animals and cultivating crops. That was the best formula because we were independent and we had ownership. You're an employee, you don't own. You get paid by the effort you put in. Somebody own. You're working for somebody to make profit. And as I said, I'm not an employee. I render services. I refuse to be an employee. Don't call me an employee. I render services. I'm a valuable individual, and I keep learning and I keep upgrading myself to be a commodity at the same time, an innovator and a creator. I want to be valuable in spaces that I end and get paid a dividend. I don't get to pay the salary. I want to be paid a dividend for my contribution to the growth of something. I'm a shareholder. I want to be a shareholder. I'm not an employee. No, I'm a shareholder in things that I do. I want to be paid as part of the profit being made. I'm not a part of the expenses. I'm not part of the expenses. No. When they're calculating expenses, I'm not involved. No, I'm a shareholder. I render service, I contribute. That is my participating in the economy at every level. I want to be that. I'm striving to be that. I don't want to be an employee. I don't want to sell myself short like that. Beautiful people, welcome to the business and economic segment. It's a beautiful day to change your mind and to change your mindset and to look at the things differently. It's a different day. It's a different, beautiful day for you to change your mindset, for you to look at things differently, for you to talk to your cousin, for you to talk to your brother, for you to talk to your wife, that the way you talk to your kids. I don't care whatever kindergarten you take your school to. I don't care what the private school you take your kids to. I just don't want you to tell them that please study hard to go get a job. I don't want you to tell your kids that anymore. Let them be wild. Tell them, I want you to learn as much as possible as you can so you can be valuable to this economy. Be an asset so that you get paid as an asset. An asset is valuable because wherever you are, you're an asset. Learn. Accumulate knowledge to be an asset, not to be an employee. Yes, you have to look at yourself as an asset, as a valuable individual. When you contribute, you get paid for contribution, not as an employee. Yes, you can also be an asset, an employee who is an asset to the company. Okay, then let them give you shares. I'm coming. Let them give you shares if you are such a valuable individual. You know, we have to stop selling ourselves short. I'm a shareholder. I'm a shareholder. I'm not an employee. I don't work for Eagle FM. I don't work. I don't work for a company. No, I provide services. I'm a shareholder in what I do. And I want to be that in every space that I go. I'm not an employee. I'm learning, I'm capacitating myself, I'm changing my mindset, I'm growing, I'm learning, I'm listening. I'm very stubborn, but I'm listening. I'm changing my mindset, I'm working on me, but I'm not working on me to become an employee. No, I want to work for 2 days. I want to provide a solution that can secure me for the next 3 months or 4 months. Beautiful people. It's amazing, man. It's the mindset. So where are you in your thinking? At what stage are you? What do you consider? What do you tell your kids? As a policymaker, why are we funding UNAM? UNAM, we are not funding UNAM. We are not funding Velvicia. We are not funding VTCs. We are not funding IUM for them to create employees. No. It's for them to capacitate our people to be asset and to be valuable to the economy. We are funding IUM, or we are supporting IUM so they can produce assets for our economy. Whether they are going to be employees, innovators, researchers, and entrepreneurs, that is it. But IUM is not there to produce employees. Yes, they can provide human capital, but at the same time, we want them to provide researchers and innovators, solution providers. That's why we are supporting IUM. That's why I'm a fan of IUM. I'm a fan of Tatiana Mwandi, but I don't want him to provide human capital only. I want him to provide researchers and innovators and solution providers and entrepreneurs. Beautiful people, welcome to the business and economic segment. It's unorthodox, it's unconventional, it's raw, it's honest, it's a reflection of a black man. It's a collection of my observation as I sit in places and I observe and I listen and I read. I bring it here and I'm privileged to be given such a platform because I'm not the most matured person yet in economic understanding. I'm still growing. So it's a privilege for me always to be here and to say this and give this lecture at the stage where I am. And that's what I'm saying. I'm working on me. I'm listening to myself. I'm changing my mindset of how the economy is supposed to go. I'm attending seminars. I'm attending conferences to learn. I'm listening to others. I'm reading. And this is not for me to be the most informed individual. No. It's for me to do better and to participate in the economy more at the pace where I get paid well. At the pace where I become a shareholder in everything that I do. That is it. It's not a competition for me to sound more eloquently and to sound better than anybody. I don't care. But it's for me to use what I gain. Since I'm not the best leader, but in terms of capacitating others, I think I have so much to add or contributing to a certain project, so I become a shareholder. I think I'm there. I'm doing whatever I'm doing to become valuable to my economy. I'm not in competition that I'm from Harvard or wherever. I have no use of that. I want to do better to change the generational content that get to be passed on to my kids and to my friends. We are the entrepreneurs. We are the innovator. Because yesterday I was sitting at a table of people that are more older than me, and they are all pointing to me to say, "You are the future." I was like, "No, guys, I'm very old. I'm almost 5 years to 40. I'm old." Like, "No, no, no, you're still young. We still depend on you to change the narrative. You are the future leaders that are going to change things about SACWA, about everything." I'm like, "No, you guys are putting so much burden on me." And I realize it will only be a burden if those who are surrounding me are not awakened to understand how can I participate in the economy at the highest level. Then that is the tricky part. If our perspective about economic building, about how to participate, is limited to employment, then we will continue failing. We will continue feeding our kids toxic content about the economy, that only the Chinese can do this. That's why we are giving the tenders to the Chinese. They are the only one who can do it. If a Chinese was doing it, it would only spend 2 days. There's this road from Northern Industry going to Katutura, and whenever you're in a cab, people always come up with this content. If it was a Chinese, they would already be done. I look at them. Ah, black man, my brother. Look, and I'm saying a black man because women are so quiet. I don't get to hear so much about them. But the black man mindset, man, the black man mindset is so toxic economically. If it was a Chinese or a Boer, they would already be done with this tender. And I just look at them like, ah, oh, man, a black man. You need to change your perspective, my G. You need to change your mindset. We are capable, man, and we deserve so much than wages and salaries. We deserve dividends. We deserve patent revenue. Ah, man. Beautiful people. Good afternoon. Good evening. We are forcing conversation and not relationships. In Eagle FM, we are forcing conversation. This is what I tell my team. The colleagues, one of the things that you have to do as Eagle FM, the most difficult things, is forcing conversation because our people are not yet there. It's the most difficult task that the investors and the people who put money into this product gave us. And everyone in Eagle FM is something that we are working on to, so that everybody understand that the task in Eagle FM is the most difficult task to all the medias. You can disagree with me. You can say the Namibian is doing great because they are most holding people accountable. And yes, I know, I respect the Namibian, I work for them. They are making leaders accountable. But I can tell you this, because I learned something yesterday, that you can make noise about your product without putting anybody down. I respect what the New Era is doing. I respect what the Namibian is doing. I respect what the Brief is doing. And the Namibian Sun, what they're doing. You guys are doing beautiful work and great work. But I can tell you this, I've learned this, that the most difficult task one of the media has is Eagle FM. Because we are trying to change the mindset of people who have been indoctrinated to believe that they are worthless and their employees. Who believe that the only white people can create companies, can innovate. That is what we are doing, and that's one of the most difficult tasks that we have. And I, even though I don't tell my team that, I'm proud of what you guys are doing. We are not the best at it, we are still kids, we are still learning. But we are having one of the most difficult things because we are teachers, we are lecturers, we are changing mindset and perspective about economic building. And that is the most difficult thing. Talking to a Namibian about this thing is the most difficult thing. So they get tired and they get frustrated that we are talking about this thing. And when people come on air, they just want to talk about this and this. And this is what I say, that what you are doing, we are revolutionizing things. Yeah, revolutionize. We are a revolution. We are not in a street with placards and stones, but we are changing the mindset of how people think economically. So stop selling yourself short. You are capable. You are capable. You are smart. Think differently beyond being an employee. You as a mother, you as a father, you as a guardian, your kid should be going wild. And I'm not talking about gender here, them discovering new gender. I'm talking about their participating in an economy. They don't have to be doctors, man. They don't have to be teachers. They can be entrepreneurs. They can be innovators and product developers, fintech. They can be researchers. They can be anything. They can be Dr. Namwandi. They can be anything. They can be Desmond Anyela, man. They can be Awalenga. They can be anything. The economy is open beyond employment. And I want you guys to think differently and stop selling the black kids short. We are capable, colleagues, and we can build this thing. And with that, that was my presentation for today. Colleagues, we have to do different. We have to think differently. And with that, thank you for choosing Eagle FM. Thank you for this privilege and platform every day. I'm grateful, and let us keep continue. Let us work together, man. We have a beautiful product here, and we have an audience. Come and advertise your product. Come and talk about your product. Come and talk about your services. We are here to add value. We are not here to teach and create awareness, but also we can position your company and your product to our audience. Thank you so much. Let the conversation continue, and have a very good night.